Welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast
with Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Curcio.
Here are the ground rules for our conversation.
Respect one another.
Openness.
No assumptions allowed.
Mistakes are welcome.
And let's grow together.
Enjoy the conversation.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast.
I like that. Look at you.
You like everything, though, man.
How do you know what you...
I could do the dumbest thing, and you'd be like, I like that.
No.
You're too kind sometimes,
No,
Curcio.
That's not what it is, PJ.
I have never done an intro where you're like, dude, that was pretty bad.
No, because what
I'd
happens
like to
is
hear that.
I like your creativity.
What creativity?
How many ways you can find to say welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast?
Bienvenidos.
There you go.
Bon voyage. No, that's not even
that's
welcome.
Goodbye. But the point is...
Or good trip.
Yeah, so the point is, I like not what you said, the creativity, how you can find ways to welcome our listeners. It's just great. That's what I'm highlighting.
Listeners, if you need a friend that lifts you up...
Oh, here we go. Do I need to put some sentimental music right now?
Yeah. Get yourself a Curcio.
Oh.
Because I tell you what, he is so uplifting.
This guy.
He really is. And I know this sounds sarcastic, but it's not. But I find it hilarious how wonderfully supportive he is of even the smallest things. You're great. And I have other friends that do that too. So I have a friend who every time he sees a kid, man, that's a cute kid. Every kid he sees...
Kids are always cute.
Yes, but it loses a little bit of its oomph when you say it about every single kid. Man, that's one cute kid. Yeah, it's like saying it's a cute puppy. They're all cute, right? But it's that is one cute kid. Dude, it makes it seem like every... I mean,
okay, but
I've met one or two kids that maybe isn't cute.
So is it possible? Is it possible like that every sunrise... and every sunset are just amazing?
No,
they say they're all different.
But I've seen a sunrise that's been pretty unspectacular.
Well, that's subjective.
Right? Well, is it when it's just a gray morning, it's just gray and it's whatever? There are people, there's no way everyone thinks that every sunrise is just the best sunrise ever. Some sunrises are dreary.
Well, okay.
And if you like dreary things, then it's the best thing ever. But then when it's bright, you're not going to think that's the best one ever. You're going to be
it could be different.
I want my dreariness.
Oh, mercy. Well, again, like I said, it's subjective. And my point is, I appreciate the fact that you think that I'm just Curcio kind.
He is Curcio kind.
And that's where he gets a lot of this. And
you
I say
hear
PJ's
it every week
kind
too,
as
guys.
Well.
But no, I am not. People hear that too. People hear my snarkiness.
Well, your snarkiness doesn't make you not kind.
I'm snarky to you all the time, and I apologize.
No, don't need to apologize.
But I'm
going to
keep doing it.
This is what we do. So, but the point is, that is not your snarkiness doesn't make you mean. You're still PJ kind as well. We just
see, look at that. Even through my snarkiness,
oh mercy,
he is doing it.
Here we go. Okay. Well, we are grateful that you're listening to the Diversity on the Hill podcast, and you can always reach us at diversityonthehill@gmail.com, diversity with a C, and also on the IG at Diversity on the Hill. So last week
we were talking about, what were we talking about?
We talked about a lot of things. We started with the food.
Yep. We did start out with the desserts. McDonald's.
McDonald's, yep. Taking Krispy Kreme now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It got me.
Partnering with Krispy Kreme, sorry.
Yeah.
Not taking Krispy Kreme. Go ahead.
So I just saw another thing that, do you like Blizzards?
Dairy Queen?
From Dairy Queen?
I maybe have had one.
What? You've only had one?
I think so.
Wow. Anyways, they're coming up with, they said new flavors for this summer. And they said they were really wild flavors.
Well, you know, let me express again my disdain for chocolate.
Okay, so not all Blizzards are chocolate.
I get it, but...
There's a strawberry shortcake one or a strawberry cheesecake one.
Okay.
There's fruity ones.
Yeah, I think maybe I had one. I don't know.
Because a lot of them are. Well, look, like final addition to the menu is a picnic peach cobbler Blizzard.
I'll try that.
Yeah. But the other two you probably wouldn't try. Peanut butter cookie dough party Blizzard.
If it didn't have chocolate, I'd try the peanut butter
cookie dough. The cookie dough is probably going to have chocolate chips, right?
Womp womp.
And then the ultimate cookie Blizzard, right? Peanut butter cookie dough. The other one has like three different types of the cookies, like Chips Ahoy, Oreos, and the Nutter Butters.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bomb.
So three of those cookies.
Yeah.
All into that. Sounds real healthy too, right?
Listen, if you're going to go for a blizzard, you're not thinking about
health. Yeah, you're not thinking about health. You know what else? But really why I brought this up is crazy food ideas.
Okay, crazy food ideas.
That some of these people do.
All right.
Number one is, you know, putting Krispy Kreme with McDonald's. Crazy idea.
Well, I thought you said that those are both low quality.
They are, but you know.
Well, by the way, I forgot to add this. I read an article that McDonald's is not the worst fast food restaurant you can eat at.
Oh, what's the worst?
Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah, I was surprised. They're never frozen beef and all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's never frozen.
Apparently, the quality of their food is not the
best. So they need to freeze it.
Even Subway came up higher than Wendy's.
Well, Subway, you could be healthy at if you're careful. You could be pretty healthy at Subway.
Sure, but they were saying
like... But the bread isn't that healthy.
Like their bread isn't bread and their meat isn't meat and Subway, all this other stuff. So I don't know what the deal was, but I read an article about that and they said Wendy's was the worst fast food. I found that to be very
interesting. You know, Wendy's used to have a salad bar back in the 80s.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I would go there because I was vegetarian. So
Pizza Hut used to have a buffet before.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. I love the way that you just go into the next subject with no problem with food. So you went with Wendy's to pizza. Have you seen the new thing? And it's been around for a couple of weeks, though. Uh-huh. I'm talking about wild, crazy food that some of these places try. What's the craziest one that you've ever thought of? Can you remember any of them? They always like... Taco Bell will do crazy burritos all the time crazy combinations.
Yeah.
At Wendy's, they had the Baconator.
Yes, yes. They still have that, by the way.
Maybe that's why they're the most
expensive. I don't know right off the bat.
Have you seen the newest thing from KFC?
The wraps?
No.
They have something newer than that?
I think so.
Okay, what is it?
The Cheetza?
Oh, yes. I saw a commercial about that.
Are you joking me?
For somebody who likes pizza like you.
But I don't like meat. I don't eat meat.
Right. No, but
I'm just talking about health-wise.
Right.
So they took away the dough, and instead of the dough, it's a piece of fried chicken. Fried chicken.
You know, they have a sandwich where you can get two chicken, like they replace the buns with two pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
And then have a chicken sandwich.
But is it fried too? Yeah, I think it is.
It's fried.
How is KFC not the most unhealthy? That has to be the most unhealthy. It can't be Wendy's.
I think it was the quality of the food, not
fried
so much the...
Fried chicken is just unhealthy.
Yeah, in and of itself.
All right,
in
and of itself.
Yeah.
Then you put cheese and pepperoni on it and cheese and marinara sauce.
Yeah, that sounds like a bomb.
Like, you don't think you could get more unhealthy than bread and cheese? Try fried chicken and cheese. Sounds delicious.
Sure.
Like if they had a veggie version.
Sam's
chicken version. But man, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Would you try that?
I would.
Of course you would.
Of course. Yeah, you know me. I'm a flexitarian.
I would try the Sam's chicken version of
there
it.
There you go.
Just to I'm try sorry. It. But man, that is so unhealthy.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I
can't even imagine the calories. And how about the foot long cookie now from?
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah, Subway. Yeah.
Have you heard how many calories that has?
No,
it's a lot. I don't know. It sounded like I was about to tell you how much it was, but
I'll check.
Yeah, you're gonna do the fact checking.
You know it.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I just thought. Remembered we talked about the donuts at McDonald's, and so sure. More fast food of blizzards and the Cheetza. Wowzers! I can't even believe. All right, cool. So, man, you've been doing all right?
Yes. I've been extremely busy, especially since we just got past sunrise. It's our annual
pageant. Oh, yeah, the Easter thing.
Yep. So, happy
belated Easter. By the way, happy belated Easter.
Belated Easter there for everybody. And, yeah, it was a good experience. Weather held out great. So, I'm super, super happy with how that held up. By the way, 1,440 calories.
1,000. For one cookie. Now, it is a foot-long cookie, but that's not that long because it's pretty skinny. I could probably down that pretty easily.
Yeah, but...
1,000 calories.
1,400.
Wow.
So if you're trying to consume 2,000 calories in the day...
Just eat two of them.
No, you would be well over that because you would be at 2,000 about 3,000 almost.
No, wait, how much
1,440.
Oh, 1,400.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, that's a whole lot of
cookie. I round down. It's 2,000.
So So you don't round down to 1,400 because it's 1,440. You round down to 1,000. So you eliminate all 440 calories.
Hey, in math class, when you did the decimal, anything under 5, you rounded down.
Yeah. So but yes, not at the hundredths.
1,4. So I round down. It's just 1.4. I round down. So 14, I round down.
Okay.
I'm just doing the math class I was taught when I was a kid.
I love it.
All right? If it was 1.5, I'd have to round up.
I hope your math teacher isn't paying attention to this and listening to this podcast. I failed him.
I think once my math teacher realized that I was doing the podcast, they'd stop immediately. Like, I know they think that $1 billion is going to get everyone $1 million. Goodness. So.
You're still harping on that? Oh, we're done. So, like, hey, listen, dear ones.
That's why you know my math is bad.
No, the rules at the beginning of the show was we're going to make mistakes. We're going to acknowledge them. Yeah. We're going to move on. So if you're still harping on that, let it go.
It's my own mistake. I'm not. If you made the mistake, I would. Well, no, I probably. But only out of humor. Only out of humor.
Sure.
All right. But hey, no, you've been watching. You've been watching March Madness.
No.
I thought you liked that kind of stuff.
I do, but I just haven't had a chance.
All right. I'm sure you'll watch it when it gets towards the end.
Yes.
One thing I just wanted to another story that kind of been a couple weeks ago was kind of big on the thing. I don't know, followed too much lately, but the Caitlin Clark.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She's broken all the NCAA basketball records, most points, right. Most 3-pointers, and not just for females. She has the most points ever. She broke Pistol Pete's record, Pete Maravich's record for most points. So she's been playing in the thing. Have you heard the blowback, though, from...
I have not, but I just want the listeners to know, quick hitter today. We're going to go ahead and talk about this, and then I have a topic that is similar to this vein that you're taking me down that I wanted us to touch on to.
Are you sure?
Quick hitter. Yeah, all go right. ahead.
Okay. So Caitlin Clark has been getting some blowback, but mainly because she's white.
Really?
Yeah. There was an article, I can't remember, in the USA Today that said Caitlin Clark, to the point that the NCAA girls basketball needs a black star.
Whoa. Are you serious right now?
Yeah, because that's where the roots of the sport came from. Now, I'm assuming she's talking women's basketball because men's basketball, that's not where the roots came from.
Right.
It was a Canadian guy.
White Canadian, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Dr. Naismith
is his name. Yeah. Anyways. And
I could say that, but I can't say Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
From last week. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, and she's and also there have been some, what some people perceive, I don't know their thoughts, but of some former female black basketball players who have been criticizing her, and they're thinking it's mainly, they're claiming it's racial. Obviously, they're saying it's not racial. They're just,
of course,
they're just being true or whatever.
Right.
But that she's been getting a lot of attention.
As she should.
Didn't she break every record?
Exactly.
I think that's the, but it has sparked in me this interesting concept of where obviously she's a white basketball player.
Right.
And she's gotten a ton of attention last year, but she's an amazing shooter. That's what she's known for, is her 3-point shot.
Sure, yeah.
And scoring a lot of points, but I think one of the criticisms was like, why is she getting so much attention? She hasn't won a championship yet.
That's always the excuse people utilize to try to discredit people.
Right. But really, that's not that she broke records. That's right. What is... Anyways, I just was wanting to get your input because I know you like sports a lot. Yep, and this is kind of in our lane, a little bit of sports and racial stuff.
Sure.
And I've been very disappointed in the fact that seems like females in basketball would have a feeling of being... marginalized for their sport.
Right.
Right. As they should. They'll often say that.
Yeah. As they should.
Okay. Sure. Maybe, maybe not. Mm-hmm. There's, I think, a lot of complexities in all these conversations. But anyways, they feel marginalized. And so now they've gone to kind of attacking one of the people who's been bringing attention and bringing people to the sport, which to me is a little disappointing.
Okay.
Right. Instead of building that person up and saying, yeah, she's amazing. Right, she's awesome. Right, she's the best player in college sports right now.
Period. Yeah.
Because she's broken records.
Sure.
It seems like the records speak for themselves.
Right.
Instead, you know, and also they're, you know, she's also got flack in another area too recently, where she's people have been criticizing her antics on the court because she's very
right. She is very what is the word?
Confident.
Yeah.
And expressive.
Expressive, I think, was the word I was.
I think some people were saying she was cursing on the court, like I'm not a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's kind of where the sport is now anyway, so I don't know why. Anyways,
it's a lot of expression in athletes right now, and you know, understandably so. I think I saw a post on Twitter that
it's X now, it's not Twitter. I don't know. What is Twitter?
Yeah, whatever. Elon Musk. No, thank you.
By the way, side note, since he doesn't use Twitter anymore, could I call something Twitter?
Hey, that's a good one.
It's an interesting question.
That is a good
question. Okay, continue.
All right. So I saw a post where, again, we got to take it. I don't have all the context, right? So I was just going based on what I saw, that she was, I think, complaining at one point, and she turns to her dad in the crowd, and the dad basically tells her, get over it and keep playing, you know, kind of situation. So, yeah. You know, it's good to see that father-daughter dynamic. Yeah. I have daughters, right? So you do too. And it's
I only have one.
Right.
Not daughters,
sorry.
Plural.
Sorry. Yeah, one. Jonah, love you too, bro. But the point is, yeah. So it's very interesting seeing that dynamic, and that's nice. But she's very expressive, and people are going to find something to nitpick. Like, it's like, for instance, the conversation about who's the GOAT in basketball is going to be back and forth with LeBron or Jordan now, right? Before it was Kobe or Jordan, that whole conversation. And,
not even close.
And really, at the end of the day, it's Jordan, just in case you're
thank
wondering.
Thank you,
people.
Thank you. So, yes. Yeah, not even close.
No, yeah.
Good,
no.
Move on.
So with the true 23 is actually MJ. But the point is, what I'm getting at is, it doesn't surprise me. It saddens me that people want to go there, but this is kind of the world that we live in, right? It's you're going to have their opinions. They're going to make them loud and proud and make sure that you know where they're at. And this is what it looks like. And, you know, I don't want to pivot if there was more you wanted to say from that.
No, I just wanted to bring it up. So
this is down the same vein, but I'm going to go ahead.
Okay, go.
To you, go ahead, finish that thought.
Go.
Okay. It's a quick hitter, so I'm trying not to it too long. All right, so transgenders.
Quick hitter for about an hour.
Transgenders.
Okay.
Olympics are coming up.
Uh-huh.
And one of the transgender swimmers, female trans, I always get this confused. I want to make sure I say it correctly. Male turned female.
Yes.
Transgender
woman, yes.
Yeah. So, got selected to be to compete in the Olympics, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
It qualifies. Isn't that what happened? I was trying to track.
I don't know.
I was trying to track with that. I'll cross check myself.
I thought they had made a ruling that they couldn't.
Well, according to what. There's a whole thing going on right now, a lawsuit because of it, because they were competing. Mm-hmm. They literally tied to the second. And then they gave the championship trophy to the female.
That was the Leah Thompson.
Right. And then they took the trophy from her and gave it to
Leah Thompson,
the transgender woman. Yeah. So and the point is that they're supposedly having qualifiers for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's a push to have Leah Thompson's her name, as you're saying.
That was the one with the tie that you're talking about, that story.
Okay.
I don't know if Leah Thompson is trying to get into the Olympics or not.
Okay. Well, there's a push for trying to get Leah Thompson to compete in the Olympics. And I was like, first of all, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I know you're looking into it right now, and I appreciate it. Because no, we want to give you facts. We're not trying to give you fiction here, and we're not trying to mislead anyone.
Well,
so we're looking at live, just in case you're wondering. But let me then share my perspective, and then you go ahead and share yours.
Mm-hmm.
Let me clarify this. I do not agree with anyone that has male genetics to compete with female, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not okay with me. And not just because I have daughters and a wife, so my house is full of women. it's really just, we're created differently. Our genetics are different. And there's a reason why sports originally was set up to where guys play with guys and girls play with girls. Okay.
But we also have
co-ed. We have co-ed sports.
No. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I get that. But I'm talking about individual competition. Because co-ed sports, it's teams. It's team-based. And you work together in that kind of situation.
But so you're saying on a soccer team, it's okay?
Well, yeah. Because I think, again, at the highest level? Co-ed, to me, if it's going to be a co-ed sport.
Oh, if it's co-ed sport.
Sure. But you can take any sport and turn it co-ed. The challenge is when it's individualized. This is me being very nitpicky and going into a niche. So, for instance,
but
tennis.
In professional sports.
So, tennis.
Yeah.
One-on-one. If it's doubles, co-ed, sure. But individual, singles. Okay? Golf. Swimming. Like, these games that are individualized, where it's one-on-one. Male, female, no go for me. Like, male versus female. Mm-hmm. It's not a fair fight. Now here's boxing. That's a good one, right? That's a sport that I don't necessarily encourage, but we are built differently. We are, and it's not fair, in my opinion, to mix the genders when it's individual competition stuff. If it's gonna be co-ed, then call it co-ed and get them all in there, but not one-on-one. Go.
Go. I agree with you. I don't believe if you're gonna have transgendered sports, you probably need to have your own league. I mean,
that would be an ideal world. Yes,
go to ahead. Me, it doesn't make sense. There is differences in it, and it does show in the instances that it has happened. Mm-hmm. There does seem to be an advantage to the transgendered girl who mm-hmm. was not. When they were male, was not winning, but when they became a female, they were winning and breaking records. There's got to be something behind that, right? They're also saying, hey, well, listen, we're going to look at testosterone levels, and we're going to take a look at those things. So if they stop taking testosterone, well, then now they can qualify, which sounds good, but I got to be honest with you, I don't agree with that, because after a certain point, you're done growing. Mm-hmm. Right. So you've already developed the muscle. You've already developed your strength and your length. Obviously, right. Testosterone helps with certain continuing that or keeping that or whatever, but you've already developed. Mm-hmm. So no, there's no way that this should be allowed. And I got to be honest with you. I think that most females, if not all females, should be against this, because women's sports has Title IX.
Oh, true.
Which has protected women's sports.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. From any kind of thing. And so to me, it doesn't make sense where someone was born a male, developed as a male, everything male, and then they come into the sport. And by the way, they don't have to be fully transitioned in most of the times.
Right, right.
So that doesn't make sense. You're not protecting the woman's sports, right?
Okay.
If to me, you're making another category, fine.
Sure.
Compete in that category.
Sure. I'm okay with that too, by the way.
I
think is the in ideal world, that's the way to do it. And I wanted to fact check myself. Here it is. So Leah Thomas, she can not compete in the Olympics because of the FINA ruling. So
yes.
So no, but
I do think 2 years ago they were looking at letting certain governing bodies make the decisions.
Right.
At least the Olympic committee was. Mm-hmm. I think they were trying not to get involved and basically just said, well, we'll let them figure it out. But I think more recently they've come up with some guidelines that will not allow transgenders to compete.
Right. So there was interest 2 years ago, if you will, that Leah wanted to play, mm-hmm. compete, sorry, in the Olympics. But then yeah. after the ruling, it's a no-go. So there you go. I stand corrected. I want to make sure we didn't mislead our listeners. Yeah.
And as Christians, I do think there's, you know, a lot more sticky conversations to be had here about transgenderism and
sure.
And where that takes us biblically.
Right, right.
So, you know, you said in an ideal world, there would be three leagues. I think in an ideal world, there wouldn't be confusion.
Right.
I think, you know, and I want to be as careful and as kind as I can be, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. but I do believe God created things specifically in a specific way. Mm-hmm. And some people will disagree with me.
Yep.
But I'm a Bible believing person, and I believe it's pretty clear there. And in an ideal world, there would be no confusion.
Yep.
And there would be, you know, other things. But in an ideal world, there might not even be competition either. So,
okay. Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
That's a conversation. That wouldn't be a quick hitter.
No, that's not a quick hitter.
That would be a 5-part episode.
We already addressed it a couple weeks ago. We hit it on the periphery with PK2. We did talk competition.
I think that was after the fact, though.
Was it, though?
I think it was after. Yeah, it was after we were off the mic.
Oh, we weren't on air? Okay.
We weren't on air when we talked about the competition.
Well, we had a very spirited debate on competition.
Hey, competition. What's your thoughts on it?
Ooh,
I'm just going to leave it there.
I like what you did there. Yeah. Such a consummate pro. There it is.
Bond's consummate pro. Whatever. I'm drinking water now because I'm getting nervous.
Mercy. Anyhow, so let us know. diverseonthehill@gmail.com. What are your thoughts on any of this? I know it was a short episode today, but we thank you for listening. And again, you can also reach us on the IG at @diversityonahill.
Waka, waka, waka.
There it is. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Well, if you're driving, please don't.
Don't bow your heads and don't close your eyes while you're driving.
Please. Please.
Did I?
Go ahead. Before I pray.
Did I talk? No, this might take us down a rabbit hole. We'll do it another time.
All right.
I don't even know if we talked about it. Anyways, pray for us.
All right. Keep it in mind. We can bring it up next time.
Yeah, right. We'll forget.
Oh, Father, we thank you so very much for the opportunity to have these conversations for our listeners. And I want to particularly ask that you may bless them, address their requests, which some we know and most we don't. And address it accordingly, and that you may shine in a marvelous way in their lives, and that when you come through, they will say, truly, the Lord is with me and the Lord has been listening to me. And Father, give us the strength to continue standing firm on the thus said the Lord as we prepare for your soon coming. And we thank you for Jesus. We love you so much. In his name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Diversity on a Hill podcast. This is PJ, and I'm out.
And PK, here many blessings. Till next time.